All right, let's add in an interaction term. I'm going to cleverly represent the interaction of X1 and X2 by putting X1 and X2 there. You can, of course, put interaction or anything that you want. The only reason I do this is it makes it easier when we algebraically manipulate this formula in a couple of slides. When the second predictor was binary or had k categories, we plotted the xy regression line for each group. We don't have groups, so we're going to do it for different values. And once again, the standard values are the mean, one standard deviation above and below. We still have to end up with a y equals bx plus a model somehow. And that's what we're going to do. First, we're going to gather all the terms that have x together and separate them. Then we're going to pull out x1. And so here we have the things that influence the slope and the things that influence the height. What influences the slope? Well, the slope of the x1y relationship and how the x1y relationship changes with x2. So in other words, the simple effect of x and the interaction of x1 and x2. What determines the height of the line? The height of the line when the group is the average of x2, and how the height of the line changes as x2 changes. We still have three kinds of regression weights. Average slope and how that slope changes. Average height and how that height changes. Same four kinds we had before. That's supposed to be comforting. And so, if we're at the mean of x2, we plug that in and we get this formula. If we're one standard deviation above the mean on x2, we plug that value in and we get this formula. If we're below the standard deviation, if we're one standard deviation below on x2, we plug this in. We change the sign of the weight. Now the computator does all this for you. Same basic thing happens, and we'll show you. You stick this model in, and the computator then gives you back three formulas. And it gives you two plotting points for each line. So you can draw those lines. The other thing it does if you're doing stuff by hand is it gives the crossover point. Where's the point where the three lines cross over? So you just draw that. Because, you know, when you're trying to draw three lines based on the plotting points, they don't always cross over quite right. So what it does is it gives you the crossover point and these. And you can make a prettier line.
Drop out for the plus 1 plus minus 1 standard deviation. Should that still be in there? I understand why it drops out when x3 equals 0, but not when it's plus 1 or minus 1 standard deviation. Because our slope hasn't changed, right?
Yeah. That should be this. I goofed up. I'll fix it and send it to you fixed. Yes, that should be in there because this slope is going to vary as a function of x2.
So Cal, you're right, what it should look like on the
floor. Yeah. It's
and so we would just be a standard deviation.
Mm-hmm. Well, we gotta get the weight in too.
Yeah. It'd be three times the standard deviation.
Yes, times the standard deviation. I'm thinking of standard units. Because how much the slope changes depends on how far you've changed on x2. Yep, I'll fix that. This, I don't want to try. Yeah, I don't know what the hell I was thinking. It was just so pretty and it fit. Now I'm going to have to mess around with spacing and everything else. Damn you. No, just kidding. Nice catch, thank you. So here we've got a positive relationship between x and y. How positive it is depends upon the value of y2. We have a positive relationship between x2 and y. And how positive it is depends upon the value of x1. As x2 goes up, the x-y relationship becomes more positive. As x1 goes up, the x2-y relationship becomes more positive. Bigger difference. Sometimes you get models that cross over. This is sort of a fun one. If you're at one standard deviation below the mean, there's basically no relationship between x1 and y. So if you're in the bottom third, if you're in the middle of the bottom third on x2, there's no real relationship between x1 and y. If you're in the top third, then there's this huge relationship between x1 and y. And if you're at the average, it's sort of intermediate. The consequence of this is that b2 equals 0. We got to remember that b2 is telling us about a simple effect because this is an interaction model. This doesn't say there's no relationship between x2 and 0. What it tells us is there's no relationship between x2 and 0 holding the value of all the other variables constant at 0, which means the mean of x1. It's only telling us about here. It's not telling us about there or out here. The only thing we got on that is the graph. So you got to remember that these are simple effects because there's an interaction.
So would B2 ever show up as significant there?
No, it wouldn't. B2 would show up as non-significant because there is no simple effect for B2 at x1 equals 0. So that really would be a zero. The null, remember we've talked about patterns of data that look like this going back to our friend the 2x2. And if you have this interaction pattern, your marginal means are this. And you have no main effects, but you have an interaction. Well, what that looks like in this sort of graph is for the people at the mean of x2, x1 and y are flat. At the mean of x1, there's no x2 difference. But it's not the case that neither variable matters. Both variables matter. How they matter depends. Okay, so this is the equivalent of this when you have two quantitative variables. No main effects, but an interaction. Clearly, you would want to think about both of these variables when you think about y, even though neither of them has a main effect. But we got to remember that those regression weights are simple effect expressions. Now, notice the crossover point is shifted to the left. And so we've got mean differences, we've got slope differences, we've got a big old honking interaction here. Notice that the interaction weight is going to be negative because the higher values of x2 have a less positive slope, the lower values of x2 have a more positive slope, so the higher valued is the more positive, that's a negative. And we're going to do a couple of those before we look any further.